Stevens County, although the percentage of cases in the circuit fluctuates between, say, 25-28%, and Raven and Stevens flip-flop some, but they make up about 50%, with Habersham being the difference. Stevens has the most serious violent crimes, and what Andrew, Suzanne, and Rebecca have been able to do is prosecute these serious violent crimes, these gangsters. We put Demetrius Smith in prison. He beat two murder raps, one when he was in prison, one here. I saw this picture last week, and I wanted just to show you. This is Rod. He's a gangster from here. He's in prison for 20 years. We put him in prison for 20 years.
Thank you.
He has a shank that they get and post it on Facebook. Well, those are the kind of folks coming out of Stevens, and those are the kind of folks coming back to Stevens. We've had witnesses say, I lied on the stand because we were threatened that my family was going to be killed if I didn't testify. So gang cases are harder to try to prosecute because people are afraid to cooperate. You go to Prather Park or Prather Apartments and you have a shooting. That's what this guy's in prison for now, gang-related shooting at the apartment complex. You go there and there will be witnesses unrelated to gangs, but they won't testify. They won't give statements. And so it makes it very difficult to prosecute these kind of cases. Demetrius Smith, he was high in the gangs, the Bloods. Coming out of prison, he came here. He was going to be in charge of the Bloods. He took a guy over to a building. The guy walked around the building, killed a guy standing on the street at 12 o'clock noon because of disagreements they had within the gang. The biggest danger from gangs, from my perspective, is that they're recruiting from our schools. You go to a graduation here in Stevens County, they get a diploma, they flash gang signs. Score a touchdown, they flash gang signs. It is endemic. It's here.